Hare Krishna. Today, in the temple room, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Again, Kaviraj Goswami's summary of the text. And he's describing how in, I can't remember which chapter, Lord Chaitanya is enjoying prasadam with devotees. And there was also a description of the Raghavira Jali, the bags of Raghava Pandit, and the contents therein. There are a few authors who go to great lengths to describe the food Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eats. And probably Kaviraj Goswami is the most prolific in that regard. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he repeatedly gives lengthy lists of things prepared for the Lord. And in Govinda Lilamrita, again, he gives long, long, long lists of things and what the ingredients are that Srimati Radharani cooks, that Krishna eats. There's implication to me is that he's very much a cook in his eternal identities as the associate of the Lord, and therefore describes that cooking. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur also does, Vajabhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari, and he also gives a list of Krishna's midday meal, and just the whole song is based on the different preparations that Krishna Macabre's boys eat, and Mother Yashoda serves, and Srimati Radharani cooks. And as Prabhupada said, we are a kitchen religion. Cooking for us is extremely important because it is a way in which devotees are able to show their love for the Lord, both in this world, even whether they be conditioned or liberated souls, and also in the spiritual world. All classes of devotees, whether they be servants or cowherd boys or parents, everyone can cook for Krishna and feed him. And with that, yogami bhakti priyachati, give Krishna their love. Krishna doesn't need to eat food. He's completely self-sufficient, so his body's not dependent upon being fed. But he eats food when it's offered to him with love. In the same way, he doesn't require a flower garden, he doesn't require clothes, but he accepts love. And he eats food when it's given to him. In the same way that he doesn't need to play ball in order to entertain himself. But because the cowherd boys use ball playing as an expression of love, so then he plays ball with them. And here in this material world, people's existence, material existence, is dependent upon eating. Therefore, eating is a very, very important thing. In the spiritual world, the soul is not dependent on food. It doesn't soul doesn't need to be fed, but the body needs to be fed. So it's a extremely good opportunity that we have in order to be able to advance in Krishna consciousness at the same time as do the most basic necessities of life, which is feeding ourselves, maintaining ourselves, and distributing Krishna consciousness to others by the process of prasadam distribution. And that's why Srila Prabhupada gave emphasis on prasadam distribution in different ways. For instance, we do it in our food for life, in our restaurants, in our temples. It's all meant to give prasadam to different classes of people in different ways so that they can nurture their bodies and at the same time they can also purify their hearts. And ultimately develop real faith in Krishna. That's the process of prasadam distribution. And in class we also talked about one of my favorite topics, which is about the quality of prasadam. What really makes something prasadam? Yomi bhakya, that it's prepared with and offered with love. Deities are not obliged in any way to accept what's placed before them. They're not machines. They're not statues. They're a person. So if something is prepared with and is offered with love and affection, Krishna sees that. And it's that love and affection that he eagerly tastes. But if it's not there, then Krishna is under no obligation whatsoever in order to take that. If there's no bhakti, then it's not there. So in that way, the cooks are actually one of the most important people in Krishna consciousness, because they determine the Krishna consciousness of the devotees with their cooking. Because the consciousness of the cook, and as well as Krishna's mercy, is present within the food that devotees consume. If that consciousness is not good, then Krishna's mercy is not there, and devotees are eating bhoga, and you are what you eat, so you remain bhoga. But if Krishna accepts it and devotees take prasadam, then you become prasadam, and prasadasara duktanam, and then all your problems are over. So cooking is a wonderful way to reach people, to preach. Srila Prabhupada also at a certain point placed the emphasis no longer on opening temples, but on opening restaurants. He saw that it was a means for grihasthas to make a really honorable livelihood, whereby they could simultaneously preach and make people devotees, and establish centers which are really self-sustaining, because a restaurant is self-sustaining. It maintains itself, and it also maintains those who work there. And there can still be morning program, evening program, Sunday program, all kinds of other programs. It can still be the center of a city or a town for Krishna consciousness. So it's a prasadam is such an important thing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would honor prasadam with his devotees. Well, he would honor two types of prasadam. One is Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. And Jagannath's Mahaprasadam is in Puri. It's an offense not to eat Mahaprasadam over there. One may eat other things, just like when Lord Chaitanya would go to visit his associates, they would also cook for him. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see that they always also brought Mahaprasadam, so that you would honor Mahaprasadam. Just as Lord Chaitanya's worship with Sankirtan, Lord Jagannath is worshipped with honoring his prasadam. And so not to offer Jagannath prasadam when you're in the area is disrespectful. I remember quite a few years back, someone asked me how I'm going to observe Purushottam Mass. And then I thought, well, I'll just, because I always keep Jagannath prasadam with me. The rice that you buy in the market that's offered to Jagannath, dried rice, and it lasts forever. Just a little taste. You can't live off of it, but taste it. So my answer was, well, I'll just eat Jagannath Mahaprasadam every day during Purushottam month and once Purushottamas was over, then I continued. And so now, every day, usually when I wake up or in the morning, I always take a few grains of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And that way, I'm able to be in touch with Lord Jagannath and offer my respects to him, and also taste his remnants. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the benefits of what is it that makes prasadam prasadam. He says that when Krishna eats the food that's offered to him with love and devotion, then his pela, Krishna pela, his saliva is mixed with that prasadam. Saliva gives a very special aroma and a special taste, and also gives a special look to whatever it touches. And when the devotees eat it, then they feel great ecstasy. You can read that part, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a very beautiful part of the book. And so prasadam has this particular type of effect. That is the effect that it should have. It should look nice and smell nice. And when you take it, then you feel in ecstasy. Just talking about it makes me want to eat Mahaprasadam. So Lord Chaitanya described this Mahaprasadam. And of course devotees know that in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada encourages to eat up to the neck. Interestingly, this is not just the practice of practicing devotees, but also of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, because they're accepting that prasadam, that food, as the Lord's mercy. And as much as they can get of that prema, they want to eat that mercy, that Krishna pela. They want to fill up with that. Of course, we need to be also careful, udarupashta vegam, we don't overdo it, because if one eats too much, conditioned souls eat too much, then that also affects their Krishna consciousness. So it needs to be balanced. But nonetheless, Prabhupada encouraged devotees, and to this very day, prasadam remains a very integral ingredient of our Krishna consciousness movement, indeed of our own Krishna consciousness. And we're fortunate that there are some very good cooks, not only those who are devotional, but who are actually quality cooks. Although I would say that since my early days in Krishna consciousness, the emphasis on quality food, quality prasadam, especially that kind of prasadam that Prabhupada taught us to eat, has somewhat declined. But it's very important that we cook and learn to like those things that Krishna likes, because that's what is going to be in the spiritual world. We may be able to offer pasta and pizza here in the material world to the Lord, and He may or may not accept. In the spiritual world, you don't even get the chance to offer it, what to speak of cook it. No inventing there, just like with Lord Jagannath. His recipes are standard recipes that date back hundreds, thousands of years. No one goes into the kitchen and makes up something. They don't even use potatoes. There's been potatoes in India for hundreds and hundreds of years. They don't use it, and it's not up to some pujari or cook who decides that this is what he wants to cook for Jagannath. No, Jagannath has already decided what he wants to eat, and it's up to the devotees to decide what it is that that to give Jagannath what the Lord Jagannath decided he wants. Anyway, those were a little few thoughts on today's verses, and Hare Krishna.